Number 10, consider approval of resolution number 2019-13, a resolution requiring the removal of trash and debris at 2208 Hillcrest Street. Owners Chabal and Angelina Navarro. Ms. Reardon.
This property is very near the elementary school. It's essentially due east of it, and if you look at the photos, this is not a structural demolition. It is a weed and debris demolition. The code enforcement has been working with this property for over 2 years. They have had numerous attempted contacts and contacts with the owners of the property, and there has really never been any consistent or full cleanup of the property. The concern is that the fire department looked at it. They're very worried about the fire hazard that exists because of this. In particular, if you look at this photo, what is tough to see is in that carport, kind of underneath all that debris, there does appear to be a vehicle. I mean, and it's just kind of been a constant problem for code enforcement. And as I said, they've made repeated contacts with the family and attempted to have contact and have not succeeded in getting the property cleaned up. Eventually, because of this lack of compliance, it was brought to my department. We did the standard weed and debris resolution, which asks that you can better see the car in that photo, which asks that the property be brought into compliance within 30 days after service of the resolution, should council approve the resolution. Failing to do so would have the city go out there and then do the cleanup and apply a lien. A letter was sent to the Navarros. It was sent by certified mail. I have not had a response to that, nor has code enforcement as of today. So this property does consist of essentially two lots, but it's a single residential structure.
Do we have a representative here? Does the council have further questions for Ms. Reardon?
What would the extent of our involvement in that cleanup be?
We have done cleanups on occupied property before. It does bring an additional level of concern. Our typical process has been, if it is not contained within a permitted structure, then we remove it. Obviously, you know, certain accessory things, I mean, you see like some air conditioning units and things like that, we would remove those. If they were somehow in operation and connected to the building, then we do take that into consideration. We usually leave fencing in place unless it has to be removed as part of the cleanup. This would take a little bit of kind of a delicate touch because of the fact it's an occupied property, but I can think of two or three occupied properties that have come before council in the past year where we've had relatively good rapport with the owners. I mean, obviously they're not happy we're there. They would prefer we're not there. But we don't enter the structure. We're not interested in what they may have in the house. We're interested in the outside storage. So I don't know if this is something that once they're aware of the fact that it's up to them or we will appear, if that will kind of be the final motivation that would get this property into compliance. It is on a corner lot, so two sides are exposed for easier access, although there is fencing in the way. So
in this case, in that carport, we would remove everything but the car? Or everything including the car?
We do not take the car. There is a special process that we'd have to go through in order to take vehicles that come with titles. So we would attempt to remove all the stuff around the vehicle. We would not take the vehicle itself. Titled vehicles, you know, you have to have the proper licensure to wreck a titled vehicle. And since we don't have title to it, that would be quite difficult.
Eileen, are these older people here? Or
I'm looking over to code enforcement to see if we have any idea of the age of the occupants. You do see items that you would associate with younger children, like what appears to be a wading pool and some like a swing set kind of. I don't know if that would mean that would be theirs or grandkids. I do know that over the course of the 2 years, I believe we've been dealing with the same family. And yeah, I'm getting a head nod from code enforcement. That is correct. So this is not something that somebody moved in with. It's apparently something that's been there for the 2 years we've been dealing with them. So I don't know how old the Navarros are. And I don't, have they actually physically appeared at code enforcement, or has it just been in the field contact? So just a contact in the field, so office staff wouldn't necessarily be familiar with it. So it is, your age is not listed on the title to your house, so I don't know whether that's good or bad.